Welcome to another edition of the Vine Resources podcast show. So this week we're talking about micromanagement and signs to look out for if you're micromanaging any of your team or perhaps someone you know within your team and perhaps you'd like to give them a steer. Then the reason we brought this up is, you know, one of the candidates that we were working with who's working actually in a role as a business analyst for a software company, they actually called in this week, and they were telling us that they were looking for a move, and it was all around how they were felt that they were being micromanaged, and really everything that manager wanted to be involved in every aspect of their work, including detail of the proposed changes to any processes or methods. And there may have been a valid reason for that. You know, it could have been, you know, for reasons, you know, under pressure from the business to deliver. It could have been someone else who had done the work previously, but perhaps the way that it had been communicated, because it was, you know, communicated for the role when they started, that they would be left to their own devices as such. But you know, given the autonomy to work independently and on their own, and the reason we wanted to bring this up is it was quite interesting, because he said that often it was asking for updates and continue, the manager was asking for these updates and continually making minute changes, minute suggestions, even though that person really didn't have an understanding or knowledge of the workflow or those procedures that need to be put in place. So that business analyst felt quite demoralized and disengaged with his work, and actually now that they're looking for a change. And so the reason we bring this up is, of course, you know, if you find yourself falling into that micromanagement, how might it impact your team? So here are a few signs, you know, perhaps to look out for if you're micromanaging people in your own team. It can happen to all of us. We might have all contributed to this in the past. But one of the things was overchecking, that, you know, you might be constantly, continuously looking at checking in, perhaps a bit too much. If you're finding yourself constantly asking your team for updates, checking on their progress and requesting detailed reports, you may be micromanaging. And while staying informed about what's going on, you know, it's obviously important to know that too much of that oversight can make people feel like you don't trust them to get on and do the role that you've asked them to perform. The second one is really about that decision making. You're making all the decisions. If you're always dictating what tasks need to be done, how they should be completed and who should do them, you're not giving that any of your team members perhaps the autonomy that they need to feel vested in their work. So micromanagement could stifle that creativity, that real innovation and flair, which, you know, ultimately can impact the harm in the team's performance as well, and of course could have an impact on those team members staying around with you or the company. And then you've got the delegation side. So, you know, you're not delegating enough. If you're holding on to tasks that perhaps could be trusted to others or that person or that individual that you've assigned that work to, you're not only taking on too much for yourself, which can lead to additional stress and a burden, but you're also depriving that team member of the opportunity to learn, grow. And, you know, so those are really important things around that delegation, and really making that effective delegation, you know, is the key to building a stronger and more resilient team. So make sure you're looking at that. We've then got direction, and thinking about direction, you might be providing too much direction. So it may be overkill, and it might be if you're giving that step-to-step instruction for every single task, you're perhaps not giving your team the chance to figure things out for themselves. So while it's important to provide that guidance, you also need to allow your team members to make mistakes, learn from them quickly, and make their own mark on that direction as well, in case. It might be an overview of that direction and where you're trying to get to, but perhaps they need to figure that out themselves. And then there's feedback as well. So you're not perhaps giving enough feedback. If you're not providing that regular feedback to your team, you know, you're not giving them the opportunity to improve. And actually micromanagement can lead to a lack of communication, which can cause problems further down the line. So really, in summary, that micromanagement can have a, you know, quite a negative effect on team dynamics and productivity. If you recognize any of those signs of micromanagement in your leadership style, it's perhaps important to take steps to address them. So trust your team, really to do their own job, give them the autonomy that they need to be successful. And by doing so, you'll foster a much more collaborative, empowering work environment that, of course, will be, you know, a benefit and positive for everyone in the long run. Hope you found that useful, and look forward to seeing you on next time's podcast show. Thanks very much.